FSI Italian, Unit 5. The following are two English sentences. A. Is it? B. Who is it? Frame 2. Are A and B questions or statements? The answer is questions. Although both A and B are questions, they illustrate two different types of questions. Frame 4. To which question are you more likely to answer yes or no? The answer is A. Frame 5. Which question are you likely to answer with a person's name? The answer is B. Since question A is asking for a yes or no answer, we shall call it a yes-no question. Since question B is asking for information other than yes or no, we shall call it an information question. Frame 8. Is the following a yes-no question or an information question? Do you smoke? The answer is a yes-no question. Frame 9. What about this one? Are they leaving tomorrow? The answer is a yes-no question. Frame 10. And this one? Why did they do it? The answer is an information question. Frame 11. And this one? Where's Joe? The answer is an information question. Frame 12. And this one? How are you? The answer is an information question. Frame 13. And this one? Have they finished yet? The answer is a yes-no question. Frame 14. And this one? When is he going? The answer is an information question. Frame 15. And what about the following Italian question?
Chi è?
The answer is an information question. Unlike most yes-no questions, information questions begin with a question word such as who, what, why, when, where, how. Frame 17. What is the question word in the Italian sentence, chi è? The answer is chi. Frame 18. Where is the stress in this question? Is it on vowel number 3 or vowel number 70? The answer is on vowel number 70. Notice that as you go from the unstressed vowel to the stressed vowel in this utterance, there is a drop in the tone of voice or in the pitch level.
Chi è? Chi è?
Notice, too, that as the voice fades into silence, the question ends on a low pitch level.
Chi è? Chi è?
This drop in the pitch level as one goes from an unstressed syllable to the stressed syllable, and the maintenance of a low pitch level from the stressed syllable on, are important characteristics of what will be referred to here as a low or stress drop intonation. If instead of a drop in pitch level, there were a rise in pitch, the question would not be the one most usually heard, and would sound like,
chi è? Chi è?
Frame 23. Which is the more usual, X or Y?
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is X. Frame 24. Are all of the following the same?
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is yes. A low or stress drop intonation is very common in information questions in Italian, and it is characteristic, therefore, of what may be referred to as a casual information question. Frame 26. Is the low or stress drop intonation that we have been talking about used to communicate anything? The answer is yes. Frame 27. What have we seen it used for? In other words, What kind of utterance is communicated in the Italian example we have been hearing? The answer is a casual information question. Frame 28. If this particular intonation is used to communicate something, may we say that the intonation has meaning? The answer is yes. Frame 29. What is its meaning in the Italian example we have been hearing? The answer is a casual information question. Now listen to the following question and answer.
Chi è? È Amanda.
Frame 31. In your opinion, are both the question and the answer said with a stress drop intonation? Listen again.
Chi è? È Amanda.
The answer is yes. The stressed vowel in the answer is indicated here by a line underneath the corresponding vowel letter.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
Notice that the drop occurs right on the syllable with the stressed vowel.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
When two utterances contain the same types of changes in pitch levels, they are said to have the same intonation pattern. Frame 35. Do both the following question and the following answer have the same intonation pattern?
Chi è? È Amanda.
The answer is yes. In Italian, the same intonation pattern is common for both casual information questions and casual statements. Frame 37. We have just learned another meaning for a low or stress drop intonation in Italian. What is it? The answer is a casual statement. Now pay close attention to the intonation of the following question, asking if it is Amanda.
È Amanda? È Amanda?
Frame 39. Is the intonation of this question the same as the one we used for the casual information question? Listen to it again, followed by the casual information question.
È Amanda? Chi è?
The answer is no. Frame 40. Is there any drop in pitch level in the question about Amanda?
È Amanda? È Amanda?
The answer is no. Frame 41. Is there any rise in pitch level in this question?
È Amanda? È Amanda?
The answer is yes. The stress in this question is on the vowel of man, indicated here by a line underneath the corresponding vowel letter.
È Amanda? È Amanda?
Frame 43. Does the rise in pitch level occur just as one reaches the syllable with the stressed vowel?
È Amanda? È Amanda?
The answer is yes. Frame 44. Does the question seem to end on a high pitch level or a low pitch level, relatively speaking? The answer is on a high pitch level. This rise in pitch level as one goes from an unstressed syllable to the stressed syllable and the maintenance of a high pitch level from the stressed syllable on are important characteristics of what may be referred to here as a high or stress rise intonation. Whereas a low or stress drop intonation is common for a casual information question, a high or stress rise intonation is common for a casual yes-no question. Frame 47. What is a common meaning for a high or stress rise intonation in Italian? The answer is a casual yes-no question. If we were to use something resembling a musical scale to plot the sentences we have been examining, they would look like the following. A, the casual information question.
Chi è?
B, the casual statement.
È Amanda.
C, the casual yes-no question.
È Amanda?
Frame 49. Listen again to the following. Is it an information question or a yes-no question?
È Amanda? È Amanda?
The answer is a yes-no question. If one were to reply to the preceding question in the affirmative, one could simply say,
Sì.
Frame 51. Listen again to this word. Is it being said with a low or stress drop intonation?
Sì. Sì.
The answer is yes. Said with a high or stress rise intonation, it would sound like,
Sì. Sì.
Frame 53. With a high or stress rise intonation, does the word indicate a question or a statement? Listen again and repeat.
Sì. Sì.
The answer is a question. Frame 54. Plot the word sì, said as a casual statement, on the scale below. The answer is shown in the instructor's manual. Now listen to a yes-no question followed by C and a more complete answer. Repeat after the model, imitating as closely as possible.
È Amanda? Sì. È Amanda.
Repeat.
È Amanda? Sì. È Amanda.
Frame 57. Following the model shown, answer the questions. Your response will be confirmed each time. Remember to pronounce strongly any consonant that immediately follows the word E. Model.
È Amanda?
Sì, è Amanda.
È Alina?
Sì, è Alina.
È Amina?
Sì, è Amina.
È Bista?
Sì, è Bista.
È Eva?
Sì, è Eva.
È Fina?
Sì, è Fina.
È Gina?
Sì, è Gina.
È Lea?
Sì, è Lea.
È Lia?
Sì, è Lia.
È Lina?
Sì, è Lina.
È Linda?
Sì, è Linda.
È Luca?
Sì, è Luca.
E Magda?
Sì, è Magda.
E Mina?
Sì, è Mina.
E Nena?
Sì, è Nena.
E Nini?
Sì, è Nini.
E Sabina?
Sì, è Sabina.
E Savina?
Sì, è Savina.
E Spina?
Sì, è Spina.
E Tina?
Sì, è Tina. Frame 58. Now we will do the opposite. As in the model, you will hear a statement for which you are to ask a question. Model.
E Amanda.
Sì, e Amanda.
E Alina.
Sì, e Alina.
E Amina.
Sì, e Amina.
E Bista.
Sì, e Bista.
E Eva.
Sì, e Eva.
E Fina.
Sì, e Fina.
E Gina.
Sì, e Gina.
E Lea.
Sì, e Lea.
E Lia.
Sì, e Lia.
E Lina.
Sì, e Lina.
E Linda.
Sì, e Linda.
E Luca.
Sì, e Luca.
E Magda.
Sì, e Magda.
E Mina.
Sì, e Mina.
E Nena.
Sì, e Nena.
E Nini.
Sì, e Nini.
E Sabina.
Sì, e Sabina.
E Savina.
Sì, e Savina.
E Spina.
Sì, e Spina.
E Tina.
Sì, e Tina. Note. The main purpose of the preceding section was simply to begin making you aware of the importance of intonation so that you will try to imitate it as closely as possible. With this end in mind, we have presented only two commonly heard patterns so far, sometimes exaggerating in order to indicate the differences more clearly to the untrained ear. If a particular intonation pattern of Italian is similar to one in English, accept this as a fact. But do not expect Italian intonation patterns to be like English. Also, if a particular intonation pattern exists in both English and Italian, and its meaning is similar in both languages, accept this as a fact, but do not expect the meaning to be the same. What may mean cordial politeness in one language may mean anger or displeasure in another. The intonation patterns of a language are many and varied, and may even differ from one region to the next. If your instructor's patterns differ from those presented here, by all means, imitate your instructor. Test B. Answers not recorded. You will hear several utterances, each said twice. Identify the kind of utterance by checking the appropriate column each time. Number 1.
Chi è? Chi è?
Number 2.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
Number 3.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
Number 4.
Sì. Sì.
Number 5.
E Alina. E Alina.
Number 6.
Sì. Sì.
Number 7.
E Fina. e fina.
Number 8.
Chi è? Chi è?
Number 9.
E Lea. E Lea.
Number 10.
Elina. Elina.
Number 11.
Chi è? Chi è?
Number 12.
Sì. Sì.
Number 13.
E Savina. E Savina.
Number 14.
Chi è? Chi è?
Number 15.
Sì? Sì?
This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 5.